endurance, and such. Dancers would have a very hard time if they had to memorize all their motions. Instead, they practice a routine in parts, over and over, and over and over, until their body memorizes all the necessary motions. When a dancer endures, they memorize their routine and all the little moves along the way. In fact, martial art practice, a kind of a dance, is all about memorizing the moves with the body. When sparring, there is no time for strategies. There is barely any time to respond with memorized moves. There's hardly time to even see the moves coming. And many attacks do go unnoticed. Martial arts is body memory only. You can't stop and think about what move you are going to choose to block that incoming kick. You don't think at all. You teach your body and then just let it roar. Being good at aiming firearms, especially when shooting from the hip, is all about practice and memorization. Again, there is no time to align the sights when a wild animal is charging you. You need to have that muscle memory for it, and it's not that hard to get it. There's a scene in Crocodile Dundee where he consistently hits a soda can with a rock. People that can do that are all about fine muscle memory. You might have actually experienced body memorization across some stretch of time yourself. When you discover that you can somewhat consistently put your door key in the keyhole, that is your body memorizing motion in a pretty silly way too. Joggers have an interesting case. When they endure, they can increase the distance they jog extremely easily. Every time they go for a run, they just go a little bit further. When they begin speeding up and keeping a specific format to their motion, they can run longer and faster. And what an awesome superpower that is. Bodybuilding demands that we increase weights and duration of exercise to loudly, in a booming voice, presumably, ask the body to adapt. Our bodies are not like machines, not at all. They do not work on the principle if X, then Y. Our bodies gradually trigger changes based on a persistent and loud signal. When bodybuilders endure, they build their bodies. I think the most common example and a perfect way to show off the superpower of endurance is memorizing poems. You don't remember the words, not exactly, but rather, they get kind of chained together. You can actually sometimes pick up that effect outside of poetry if you listen to songs in the same sequence for some stretch of time. Then your mind will alert you to what's coming up next. Finally, you know, not everything requires great effort, not as tremendous as it may seem. Our minds and bodies had nearly 4 billion years to generate interesting adaptations and talents across a very broad range of ancestors. All it takes to activate most of them is some prolonged effort, and then it's all downhill from there. Bodybuilding, dancing, ultra-marathon running even, reciting long speeches and poems, and even programming, all gets easier with time and gradual effort.